Welcome to the Bleemy Health Method Mind Power Audio. This is your time for relaxation. Place yourself in a reclined or semi-reclined position, preferably in a room where you won't be disturbed, away from noises around you, away from distractions. You deserve this time to relax. I'd like you to close your eyes. You will hear sounds, but the only sound you need to listen to is the sound of my voice. And as you listen, my voice will carry you into trance, and you can let the sounds wash over you. Perhaps let them drift in and out of your consciousness. It doesn't really matter, as long as you relax and be aware. During the session, you may find times where you feel as though you're not even listening to me. Your mind may have wandered on all different types of thoughts. Do not let this disturb or distract you. You will still be gaining full benefit from the suggestions that are given. So if you find your mind wandering from thought to thought, simply let it go. You will do great. Trance is like daydreaming. There is no effort or anything to do. Just let your body, thoughts and mind relax, and you will naturally drift into trance, only going as deep as is right for you now. It's fine if you don't remember it all. You don't need to listen to this consciously. Your unconscious will hear all you need to hear. If you need to awaken, you will awaken fully alert and refreshed and ready for your day. For now, just follow my instructions. Gently allow your eyes to close. Feel the rise of your body as you breathe in and out of your chest. And as you're becoming more and more attuned to your breath, take a deep breath in and push all the way out. And breathe in and out. More and more you can feel safe and comfortable, relaxed and easy. And you will notice how relaxed your whole body has become, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Your eyelids have become very heavy. Relax the muscles around your eyes and your forehead. Let the muscles in your jaw become limp and relaxed. And as your jaw sinks down, your tongue rests gently on the bottom of your mouth. And you're beginning to drift deeper and deeper, feeling more and more relaxed with every word I speak. And as this wave of relaxation spreads down your neck and shoulders, and all the way down your arms to your fingertips, you may feel a tingling sensation in your fingertips. As your arms grow as heavy as lead, just let the focus sink deeper and deeper towards your own peaceful inner stillness. A feeling of calmness and contentment as you feel every muscle in your chest and abdomen become limp and relaxed. You let this wave of relaxation spread all the way down your legs as you go deeper into this relaxed daydream. You can even let yourself become completely relaxed from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. You don't even have to think about it. Just relax into the comfort and safety of your own mind and body. You can relax even more if you let your mind scan your body and give yourself mental permission to relax even more. We can each find our own unique way to let go and experience trance. And as you move deeper, the feeling becomes richer and richer and more real. And you let your own peaceful inner stillness spread throughout your body. And let the sound of my voice ease you, comfort you, and relax your mind. Like a river flowing, your mind carries on thinking, wandering away, and you can just relax and watch it drift by. Your self-image, your consciousness, will be fully restored after the trance. But for now, you can just let go. Your self-image is changing. You're seeing yourself as a beautiful, worthy person. You're kind to yourself and your body. you are more positive in everything you do, think, and feel. Like a muscle, by regularly tuning into our instincts, our inner wisdom, the more we use them, the stronger they become. And we can trust ourselves to know deep within what's right and wrong for us. By using our inner wisdom, we instinctively know how much, what, and when to eat that's perfect for us. In future, when you're eating, you take your time to consciously enjoy every mouthful you slowly take. You notice the subtle tastes in each bite, and by eating so slowly, you allow time to carefully be aware of that feeling when you are full so you can stop eating. And you now know that the past is over and done. Your old eating patterns had a purpose. They helped you. They had a function. And as you're older, more mature and wiser self, you use the past and know what not to do and what you will now do. Now you can let your unconscious genius find new ways to achieve all those positive things that the old eating patterns used to do. So that you no longer feel any guilt. So that you no longer overeat or undereat, and that all foods can be eaten when we listen to our instincts and our inner wisdom. And you find it even easier to eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full. Listen to my words. And as you do, you reprogram your eating habits so you find it easy to eat regularly and feel comfortable and in control around food. You will find it easier and easier to maintain and enjoy a fit, firm, healthy body weight. And by following your intuition as to when, how much, and what to eat, you will feel good and maintain a fit, firm, healthy body that's just right for you. You feel more happy, contented, and excited about life. You realize now how powerful you are and that you can let go of binge eating, and when you do eat, you feel completely in charge, completely in control, because you eat regularly and listen to your instincts. And you realize what a wonderful person you really are. You are more focused, calm, and filled with inner confidence. People like you, they really do. You continue to relax as you now imagine seeing yourself as the beautiful person you really are. Seeing yourself as the one in a mirror. See your physical body and the person inside. Realize that both are beautiful, both are worthy of love, and you're able to talk about your feelings freely, letting go of self-doubt, letting go of any anger, relaxing more and more day by day. You're kind to yourself. You're becoming a more optimistic, resourceful, positive person. Imagine you are in a cinema theater and are watching a movie of yourself, eating slowly and consciously. Before eating, you close your eyes to say hello to your body, making sure your body is ready to eat. You breathe in relaxation. You can give yourself a loving feeling through breathing and become more aware of what you are doing right now. You accept and love your inner self as you are right now. Right now, in the present moment, you're becoming more and more aware. You eat with joy. You drop all other purposes and let the act of eating envelope your whole being. When you're eating, you can take your time. You can chew, then trust your taste buds, smelling and savoring the texture. You set aside everything else right now for the experience of eating. You enjoy regularly feeding your body the nutrition it needs and ensure you refuel at least every 3 to 4 hours. You know when you do 2 things at once, you miss both experiences. You can be respectful of the ritual of eating and take the time you know to become more aware of food as nourishment. You know that as you eat more slowly, you will become full and satisfied, perhaps before you finish all your food. And now imagine floating into that healthier you. See what you see, hear what you hear, and feel how good it feels to eat so slowly and consciously enjoy every mouthful. Your destructive behaviors are now ending. You realize that whatever gratification you got out of your behavior was not a real gratification. It was not a gratification that brought true pleasure in any sense. You unconditionally love and accept yourself. You always consider your options and always act in your own best interest. You can do whatever you set your mind to. And it doesn't matter if you're underweight or overweight, because you know that you don't need to worry about weight, as your body knows to take you to your perfect, natural, healthy weight that is right for you. And you will know when you reach your optimal, natural, healthy weight, because this is where you will feel most confident, most powerful, most radiant, and full with the energy of life. By regaining balance, you will no longer feel compelled to overeat or undereat. You will feel free. You're good to your body, and your body is good to you. I wonder whether you'll be pleased to notice that today, and any day, whenever you are around food, or eaten, or have had food, you'll feel reminded of how very comfortable you're feeling right now. Even more comfortable that you're feeling right now. Comfortable and relaxed, nothing to bother, nothing to disturb. I wonder whether you'll be reminded of this comfortable and relaxed feeling just by noticing the comfortable, full sensation in your stomach. Perhaps this comfort and relaxation will come flooding back quickly and automatically whenever you find yourself experiencing food. I don't know exactly how it may seem. I only know, as perhaps you also know, that your experience will seem surprisingly more pleasant, surprisingly more comfortable, surprisingly more restful than you might expect, with nothing to bother, nothing to disturb. Whatever you're able to notice, everything can be part of your experience of comfortableness, restfulness, and relaxation. Everything you notice can be part of your absolute comfort. Now, mentally, picture an image of yourself standing before you. This is your body at your most natural, healthy, radiant best, totally free from bulimia. Examine it now more closely. And it will be realistic. This will not be a fantasy weight, but the optimal weight for you. You at your most vibrant, your best, full of energy and life, at your natural set point. You are not underweight nor overweight, just perfect. And when you have a very clear image of your body, now step forward into that body and you will find yourself in that body so you can try it out and see how it feels. Move around your body. Feel its strength and agility, its dynamic aliveness, its surging vitality. See how confident and powerful you feel, in total control and full of self-esteem. Give a sense of that pleasure now, amplifying and intensifying that pleasure. Now, look back into your old you, as you are now. What advice would you give to yourself from this more amazing perspective? And if there is something you would like to change, make those changes now. You will find it easy to change your eating patterns and pay attention to the signal of fullness from your stomach. And when you get that comfortable feeling, you can easily stop eating. And I don't know if you know yet how much more comfortable and relaxed and in control around food you will be. Eating in this new healthy way is easy and enjoyable, and you can learn to trust yourself. If there were times in the past when you were denied emotional release and you decided to seek comfort in food instead, I'd like to ask your mind to reevaluate those decisions. And I'd like you to ask that part of you that seeks an emotional release to find ways to continue to achieve all the good, positive things it used to accomplish for you, but allow you to accept yourself the way you are. And you know that you're always good enough, and this allows your self-esteem to grow. You can make these changes now and imagine how good it will feel to feel happy and confident without turning to food for comfort. You find new exciting ways to have fun and enjoy life. You trust yourself. You feel in control. You pay attention and listen to the needs of your body. You eat at least 3 meals and 3 snacks every day. This allows you to be in charge, and when you eat what you want and pay attention to the full signal from your stomach, this feeling gets stronger, and the easier it is to stop eating before you're a fool. You will reach your potential for perfect, radiant health. Imagine yourself now in perfect, radiant health. Notice how you look, how you stand, smile, and talk to others. Go over to that healthy you and step inside. Absorb how good that feels. Let it melt into your whole being. You know that you're getting better and better able to listen to your body and sense what it needs. You're better able to know when you're hungry and when you're not. You can let go of any guilt, resentment, and fear. You lighten your heart and free up your life to feelings of peace and joy and gratitude. You're more able to love and appreciate yourself and take the time to care for yourself. You know when you appreciate your body, respect, and take care of it, the more energy, strength, and focus you will bring into your life. Your body is your ally, your oldest friend, and steadiest companion. You show gratitude to your body for staying with you. You know that the time for battling with your body is over. Now is the time to join with yourself, marshaling all your considerable strength in one coherent, unified effort. In future, if you have a relapse or a setback, you will ask, how does this learning experience help me? By learning from every setback, failure becomes impossible. You will find you are more willing to confront problems appropriately and find good solutions. By taking in feedback and learning, your genius mind will find solutions to any obstacles in your path. Visualize yourself now, strong, vital, and healthy, doing the things you love to do without a thought. This is your blueprint for recovery. You know, when you let go of harsh expectations and unrealistic demands, you have more energy, strength, and focus to bring to life. When you look in the mirror, you can accept yourself and send yourself love. If you knew now that deep down inside there is nothing wrong with you, and there never was, in a way you have always knew that you were perfect just the way you are, how do you feel differently knowing this to be true? You no longer blame yourself or anyone else for your bulimia. Binge eating is a common side effect of undereating and a restrictive diet. But by eating at least every 3 hours and feeding your body the nutrition it needs, you know that you will be in control and free to trust your instincts to guide you towards perfect, radiant health. Any cravings will disappear as you come back into balance with regular eating and learn to listen to the signals of your body and trust yourself. You accept and learn from the past. You are becoming more and more constructive, encouraging, and kind to yourself. You take the time to relax and to eat slowly and consciously, and to stop when you feel satisfied. By listening to your body, you will find it easy to achieve and maintain a healthy body. Imagine now in situations where you have previously overeaten. Instead, feel calm and relaxed and in charge. Imagine everything going perfectly the way you want it to. As you love and accept yourself more, I don't know if you will know how much more easy you will find it to eat sensibly and healthy and feel good. By listening to your hunger, you will always know when it's time to eat. You recognize that negative emotions is your body's way of telling you something. Stop and listen to what that message is. and take whatever action is needed so you can feel really good. As you do so, you will naturally become a more truly positive, happier person and find more joy and beauty in each moment. You can succeed. You are a resourceful, amazing person. Your intuition will guide you toward what's best for you every time you feel hunger. When you notice this process ends, then, and only then, will your eyes open. You will become wide awake, feeling fine, and ready for your day. As I count back from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and a stretch and a yawn, 5, 4, 3, and getting wide awake now, 2, and 1.